Hey everybody, Phil here. Before we get started with the podcast, I just wanted to say that my mic is a little hot throughout this entire thing, so I'm going to be louder and crappier than normal. So bear with us and we'll get things back to normal next week. Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm Caleb Lansey and I own a Droid Eris with the OtterBox case from Android Central Contest. Now get ready for the awesome Android Central podcast.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Android Central podcast number 10 for April 29th, 2010. That's a whole lot of 10s, isn't it?
A lot of 10s.
Anyway, a lot of 10s. I'm Phil Nickinson. You just heard Mickey Papillon. Mickey, what's going on, dude?
Not a whole lot. Good to be here. Busy week again. It's like, It's like the news keeps ramping up and up and up every single week. It's great news.
I was going to go back through the site and try to figure out what we first posted on Monday, because it's been that long of a week, but I think it's just going to depress me, so I'm not going to do it, and I'll just try to stick to the script tonight. What do you think?
I think that sounds like a plan.
So we're here, we're live. We've got the Ustream chat rolling. We got people listening live. It's kind of a new thing for me. I haven't done a whole lot of live podcasts, and Mickey, you normally do yours recorded, so everybody out there, have fun. Keep it relatively, you know, R-rated, I guess. And remind me after a little while, and we're going to do a live giveaway for you folks tuning in live. If you're not tuning in live, if you're listening to this later, recorded, well, sucks. You missed out.
Well, not that much. I mean, they're still getting all the, most of the good stuff, you know.
Most of it, well, you don't know what I'm giving away yet.
I you know what? I don't even know what you're giving away yet, so I may want it, so I'm glad I'm listening.
I got a bunch of boxes laying around here. I got to pick something, I think.
Make it something that will entice people to listen to the live shows in the future. AndroidCentral.com/live is how you do it.
It is. Hey, I'm going to turn it over to the guys in the chat. What do you guys want us to start out with this week? Because there's been so much stuff. When did we podcast last? Thursday? I mean, it's been 7 days, and there have just been so many stories since then. Evo, Incredible, Lindsay Lohan. No, we're not talking Lindsay Lohan. Get over that. Sorry. All right, let's start the Incredible, because you can actually buy the thing. It's in people's hands today, and it's a little odd because I just sent mine back today. I had a review unit. It's not mine. So everybody has all these questions, and I'm suddenly just a bigger idiot than normal. I'm like, I don't know. Never mind the fact that I've had this thing for 2 weeks and used it just left and right. So we have it. It's in stores. Go to the forums. That's probably the best thing. I don't have a whole lot more I can say about The Incredible that we haven't said in how many videos and the big review and everything, but everybody is just kicking ass in the forums, and it's incredible and really fun to watch. And I just said incredible. I'm not going to do that again, I promise.
Well, I mean, the thing itself is finally here, and I've been talking about this with so many people because I've got a lot of friends that have got the Droid, and, you know, love it or hate it, it's not the Incredible. And so that's kind of, you know, I'm trying to push them that way. And, you know, for some people, you're not going to be able to switch right away because you're mid-contract and you don't want to pay the price and everything like that. But, you know, when it comes down to it, you know, just as Phil said, take a look at the videos. Check out the forums. It's a great looking device, and I think Verizon hit a home run with this one for sure.
Still a lot of people saying, you know, I wish I'd gotten the Nexus One, and I wish it had been released on Verizon. In fact, did we talk about that last podcast?
No. Well, they're not. No, because that's something that just came out just this Monday.
Right.
So there you go.
I think that was that only Monday? Wow. Mm-hmm. It really has been a long week. All right, well, so let's talk about that for a second. Google kind of half-heartedly put up on their, you know, Google/phone when you go to buy a phone. Since January, since the inception of the Nexus One, Google has said, yes, it's going to be on T-Mobile and it's going to be on Verizon. And we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for any news on Verizon. And then all of a sudden, they kind of changed the site. So it's like, all right, yeah, you could, you know, don't buy it on Verizon. You can go get the Incredible instead. And then they put up a blog post on the Nexus One blog that it was a little weird at first, actually, because they pretty much said the same thing, only the date said April 21st, which just made me think, like, did everybody miss this for like 5 days? And they went back and changed the date, so which really makes me put my tinfoil hat on. Did they write that post like 6 days ago and just not say anything? Or I don't know. I mean, how long have they known? You know, it makes me wonder, how long have they known that the Nexus One will not be coming to Verizon?
I think for quite a while. I don't think there's anyone that was, you know, at Verizon that was in the planning stages with these and, you know, didn't know that Google was not going to have it. I mean, they had to come out with something. And I mean, maybe a little conspiracy thought, but you know, when Verizon saw everything that was happening with this, they probably went back and said, well, maybe we should do something else. And then, you know, they figured out the incredible and decided, well, we're just going to move forward with this. And, you know, HTC doesn't really care. I mean, they're still selling devices on the Verizon network. And it's, you know, the other thing is, too, where's the Sprint ones? We're supposed to see that, too, what, next month? And we still haven't. So.
Yeah. Well, and I contacted Sprint PR, and they literally all they did was, like, here is our statement. And they just sent me the exact same press release as from their announcement. I've seen some other sites have posted stuff from a Sprint online representative or whatever, one of those chat things. And that's nice, and I'm not saying it's wrong, but I think we all know not to really read too much into those because those people don't know. And in all likelihood, they're outsourced somewhere in Bangladesh, and nothing wrong with that. But that is not really an official source, and thus we're not going to be posting, you know, chats from some Sprint online guy, whatever.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation about a lot of different things out there, but you got to take it with a grain of salt, obviously. So I'm looking at, you know, some of the stuff that you put up, which I got to say, kudos to you, man. It's pretty killer coverage of this thing. And
No, thank you.
I find myself, even though I know some people, let me throw it over to here to you with this. What are people saying sure. that they would rather have the Nexus One for? Why that one versus the Incredible? It's not going to be an option, but why are they saying that?
A couple things. The trackball, you either love it or you hate it, right? I'm not a big fan of the trackball itself. I'm a big fan of having the multicolored lights flashing at me, and maybe I'm just ADD like that. But that is a very cool feature that you don't get with a trackpad, right? I like the more open nature of it. You don't get any of the Verizon crap on it. You don't get carrier hassle as far as contracts.
I guess sense, you know, you don't get mm-hmm. sense.
It's not that I don't like sense. I'm really weird on sense. Sense, like, on the Incredible, I'm fine with. I enjoyed using it. In fact, I put Sense back on my phone, like, late Monday night. This is one of the reasons I stayed up way too late this week. And I'm in here working, and I put Sense back on my phone at, like, midnight, right? And I go to sleep for about 5 hours, and I wake up, and I immediately took it back off. And by the way, Jared, hats off for you for turning me on to ROM Manager, because that is making my life even that much easier. It just feels weird on the Nexus One for some reason. I don't know. And I love Sense. I think Sense is really good, and I think HTC has done a really, really good job with it. It's not necessarily for me, so I think that's part of it. I don't need preloaded widgets. I don't need my life made easier. I'll make my life easier. That's how I do it. But I think Sense is just a really good implementation. When you look at the other UIs in Android, Moto Blur, and Samsung's new TouchWiz, the jury is still out on, that's on the Galaxy S. We'll have to see, because I haven't played with that much. But, you know, Sense is just light years ahead of Moto Blur right now.
Hmm. I mean, I like the concept of it, but, I mean, I'm going to agree with a lot of the people in the chat that came out and kind of said basically what I was thinking, is that you like the Nexus because of the vanilla nature of it, and because you kind of get this mm-hmm. clean slate of Android that to play with, and you're not bogged down with anything else. But it's something, the hardware itself is something that was a constant, I don't know, we'll just call it a niggle for me. Like I felt like it was a real, I didn't like the trackball. I liked the lights, but I didn't like the ball itself. I thought it was a problem. I personally like
the look. Ridiculous, yeah.
Yeah, I personally like the look of the Incredible better, but you know, it's a good thought that the Nexus itself is a little bit more professional looking, I guess, which some people may want. So I'm a little torn with it, but I think if you're a Verizon user, you don't really have a choice now. You got to go with this one over the Droid, unless you just have to have that full QWERTY, which personally I don't think is a requirement nowadays, but. personal choice, I guess.
I don't either. The Droid is not a bad phone. I will never in a million years, or at least six more months, ever call the Droid a bad phone. I think Motorola, aside from the keyboard, and I will say till the day I die, the keyboard is crap. But other than that, it is just a stellar phone. I love the way it feels. I love how cold it is. I mean, I've been on record for this for a long time. So the Droid is not a bad phone. The Incredible, if I were looking to buy one over the other, I always, always, always go for the newer hardware. When I buy anything, if I buy a laptop, you know, a desktop, whatever, I always pay a little more than I intended to. It's kind of like building a house, right? They say always budget an extra 10% for stuff you just don't think of. I always, you know, budget an extra 10, 15, 20%, you know, building a computer because I want to kind of future-proof it a little bit. So, you know, you're getting an extra 6 gigs of onboard RAM with the Incredible, which is really good. You know, you don't even have to buy a micro SD card for this thing out of the box. 8-megapixel camera, which is not the be-all end-all of just a badass smartphone these days. But again, it's 3 more megapixels. This thing takes better pictures than the Nexus One, I think. So that's how I go into buying technology. But probably the number one question I got with the Incredible is, can you turn Sense off? Can you turn Sense off? And on one hand, I want to be able to do that. I want to have the option to do that. And on the other, I kind of feel bad because, I mean, this is a phone that HTC and Verizon built, right? It is meant to have Sense on it. That is the experience you're supposed to have. So it's like, well, yeah, you could take it off, but just go buy a Nexus One. Yeah. But at the same time, I want you to be able to hack into your phone and take it off. Jerry and I, you know, pulled all the system files off of it that we could. So I think at some point it'll be rooted. Not yet. I give it, you know, 24 hours, maybe probably a little longer than that. But at some point it'll be rooted and you put custom ROMs on it and then you can do whatever you want and everybody will be happy. But don't knock Sense before you try it. And that was the other thing. I put a poll up just asking people, you know, do you like Sense? Yes or no? And have you even tried it yet? Because, you know, unless you're running it hacked on a Nexus One or maybe a Droid or I forget what else the new version is on, then you probably haven't had it. You know, you haven't used it and you've just seen pictures and seen video.
And again, you don't have a choice right now. You want Snapdragon on Verizon. You got to get the Incredible. So Bottom line, you know, I look at some of the other stuff that's been out here today and there's hasn't been as much as I thought, you know, as far as, you know, news and stuff that's come out from it. But I guess that's just everyone's getting their hands on it and playing with it and stuff. But it's one of those things when you hear about, you know, a device like this, you know, it's going to be popular. And I was reading reports, though, this morning that it was sold out at some of the more popular Verizon stores first thing. Now, I also talked to one of my local stores and they said that they had plenty of them left. So I don't think it's everywhere, but you gotta plan for it and call around if you're planning on getting one of these, if you don't have one yet, I guess.
I went to the Verizon store today at lunch. We have like one main Verizon store here in Pensacola, I guess. And I hate going to the cell phone store. I hate it with a passion. But I went in there and nobody like came up to me and asked to help me at all, which I'm kind of happy about because, you know, let's face it, I don't really need help in these things. But at the same time, nobody came up and helped me, right? Nobody said, hey, we have this brand new phone. And even then, I put out on Twitter, there was only one Incredible in the entire store, you know, at least on display to play with. They had like little street signs like you'd use for a garage sale or whatever. I mean, they were professionally done. But I mean, they didn't kind of blow this thing out of the water like I kind of expected them to, and maybe that's just the way they did it. When you walked in the store, the first thing you see is a Palm Pre, right? In or Palm Pre Plus. Excuse me, in the Pixie Plus. You know, those are the first ones you see when you walk in the store, and then on the left, about halfway down the store, is a little you know, like, hey, here's the cool Droid section, right? And all they had was a Droid and a Droid Incredible, and the Aeris is still floating around out there too. Oh, little aside, you know, it was really funny. They have like a BlackBerry wall in the back. It's like, hey, there's a BlackBerry, and there's an HTC Ozone, which looks like a BlackBerry, but what operating system does it run? Anybody?
Windows.
Windows Mobile. So that was kind of funny. So yeah, I was a little disappointed, just in in the display, right? I mean, we saw a commercial today. Have you watched that yet?
Yeah, I was actually fairly disappointed with it, but similar to the original Droid commercials, that's what you expect to see, and that's absolutely nothing about a device. You know, throw out some features on a red black background and you got a commercial? I don't know. I think they should have really shown this thing off because everyone knows what the Droid is. It's not this big secret anymore. Let's show off the phone and show off, you know, some of the stuff physically of it. So that's, I don't know, that's what I thought. But you know what? That's nothing you can do about it, I guess, right? That's commercial.
I kind of worry a little bit about them doing these commercials in the same vein as the original Droid and just confusing people. I'm like, oh, it's just another Droid commercial. And then you tune it out because, let's face it, if you're watching TV, today, at some point you're going to hear Droid. Mm-hmm. And I've learned to tune it out. I don't know about you.
Yeah. I look at what they're trying to do as a, you know, kind of a hip, cool thing and definitely geared, you know, in a very masculine way towards a specific customer. But I think, like I said, we know what Droid is. Everyone knows what Droid is now. Let's move on. Let's, you know, show off this thing. And I think they could have done some really cool stuff with the speed, some things maybe with the camera, you know, highlight some of these great features, but they didn't. So that's what it is. And you're right. I just thought it was kind of mediocre. Although you thought it was impressive, quote, most impressive.
I was running out of things to write. I've been awake since 5 o'clock this morning. I woke up, speaking of Droid, I guess, I woke up from Motorola's earnings call, which I thought was at 6 o'clock my time this morning. And I have this great internal alarm clock that woke me up a little before 6 o'clock. And I get up and realize it's not until 7 o'clock my time. So, of course, I get up and start working and hang out for a while. So I've been up for a little while today. And like I said, it's been a long week.
Hmm. Well, I don't know anything how that relates to a commercial, but that's okay. That's a nice story. Thanks, Phil.
Like I said, it's been a long week. Well, let's wrap up The Incredible. I mean, anything else that has kind of striked you over the past couple days?
Nothing specific. It's a good option for those that are looking for Android and Snapdragon.
Is it going to be as big as the original Droid, do you think? As the Motorola Droid?
Boy, that's a hard one. I think it could be. I think I mean if I saw them side by side, I would pick up an Incredible, but there's a lot of people that love the Droid just because it's, you know, what they've been wanting on Verizon for a while. And you know, for most people, you find yourself with a new phone, something that you've been clamoring for a while. And even if something better comes along, it doesn't really matter in a lot of cases. You're happy with what you've got. And, you know, maybe it came too soon on the heels of the Droid, maybe not. But I don't see it selling as many unless they really ramp up the marketing to the point where it makes it look so much better.
I'll buy that. So in the meantime, you know, we'll still have more Incredible posts coming up. We have stuff coming down the pike, but go to the forums because everybody is just doing an outstanding job in there and helping themselves and asking really good questions and just really good posts. So I can't push you there enough.
There you go.
Now onward. Sunday we broke a little bit of news regarding Dell. This kind of followed up on Engadget's huge smartphone leak. We got a timeline showing the Sparta and the Athens, which are Android netbooks. And one of them has just a weird little design that looks like half netbook, half tablet. They're calling it a netbook tablet. And that's the Sparta. The Athens is a, quote, true netbook, they say. These things are like 11 inches, 1020 by 768 display with an ARM processor, I assume Snapdragon. Optional 3G, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth. So that was new. That was interesting. I'm trying to decide where I stand on netbooks and kind of segue into the whole Palm HP announcement this week, because HP was making an Android netbook that I played with and sat down with them in Barcelona and had a nice meeting with HP on that. And Dieter wrote a good post today, you know, and he and I have talked. It's like, is HP going to continue doing Android? And they didn't say no. They say they expect to continue having a choice of operating system. But I just don't see HP, if they go all in with Palm or doubling down, I think the Engadget interview with Rubenstein said, I just don't see them continuing with Android, do you?
Well, I mean, they're in a position right now where they, you know, could certainly look for something else, you know, or they certainly don't have to look at anything else. But I don't know. It's hard to say. We'll have to wait and see, I think.
I guess. And where do you stand on the whole Android netbook thing and tablet? I mean, we talk about it in camp. It's like, well, okay. I mean, it's cool, but are they ever going to take off?
I don't know. I have a hard time with that because I think netbooks are a very niche product. I thought they were going to have a lot more, you know, clout and sticking power than they do. Now, but I'm not sure if there's going to be, you know, a real excitement for them going forward with tablets that are out there now. And maybe if we can get some of these devices with Android on it, then maybe it'll change my mind about it. But I use a netbook actually regularly every day, not as a primary device, but as a secondary device. And the limitations of it are actually starting to get to me a little bit. And so I'm probably trying to overuse it a little bit.
Is that because it's running Mac OS X or?
Yeah.
Sorry.
But you know what? It's a nice computer for what it is, and it does some things okay. I mean, it's funny. It runs a full operating system, but it really only does one thing really very well, and that's allows for good web browsing. And I don't even know if I would say good web browsing, because a lot of times it's pretty sluggish for me. But and yeah, that may have something to do with the Mac OS, but we don't have to talk about that. So maybe we put a stripped down OS like Android on them, and it'll make it fly. I mean, it's got a processor that's, you know, 0.6 gigahertz, I'll say, faster than any of the Snapdragon phones. So you think about, you know, adding another 50% speed boost to like a phone like the Incredible, and it could be a pretty neat thing.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't see them taking off. I don't at all.
Mm.
That's all I got on netbooks. I'm not big on them. We saw a new Android, what is presumably an Android slider from HTC, go through the FCC this weekend. Those were weird pictures. Did you see those? It was like actual testing pictures, and we don't get those very often. Normally it's almost like they put it on a decent backdrop and to get good contrast and stuff, but this was like up in some weird harness and they were testing it, and it was a weird angle, but you could obviously see a keyboard that looked a lot like the Touch Pro 2 on Windows Mobile.
Yep.
You could see the four Android buttons that we're used to now, so that's pretty much the telltale that it's Android, and it has the AT&T 3G bands. What we don't know is, obviously, what it is, when it's coming out, if it's coming out, if it's meant for the U.S., if it's just being tested to be tested, if AT&T will cripple it, a whole bunch of questions. But what do you think about that form factor? Because that is probably the best slider form factor out there. As good as the Droid is, that keyboard is a pretty big crutch, and I don't think it gets much better than the Touch Pro 2 sliding keyboard.
I know you think that, and I will say that I think the keyboard on the Touch Pro 2 is probably the best slider landscape keyboard that's out there. I still don't like it, but it's probably the best one that's out there.
No. Yeah. For a slider, I think it's the best out there.
Yeah. I don't like it. I feel it, you know, it's funny. You get the whole, on a landscape keyboard, I feel like it's kind of like the Cadillac of keyboards. It's, you know, wide, spacious, and, you know, supposed to be comfortable, but it's almost too, you know, too roomy for me. I love the smaller keys. The smaller, the better, it almost seems, until you get down to like the Pixie, and then that's just a little bit too small, but I still feel like it's okay. Yeah. And so I'm personally not a fan of this, but for Android fans, this has got to be, you know, hopefully a very positive thing. And because it's HTC, of course, we could potentially see an identical keyboard, or at least very, very similar to the Touch Pro 2. And they knew that it worked well. They knew that the Windows Mobile crowd liked it. And so let's try it on Android. And, you know, really anything other than the Droid right now have a good slider keyboard? Well, we've got the MyTouch Slide, right? And I'm just...
You got the Samsung Moment.
Yeah.
Which isn't actually the worst in the world.
Yeah.
That's not the worst keyboard in the world. Well, I tell you, we saw the LG Ally. I assume it's Ally. Ally, you know, it's an odd name. I wouldn't start a phone with an A name, but that's me. previously heard of this as the Aloha, but our source tells us it is in fact the Ally, and the shot from the video that we got says as much. And that, you know, LG, we've seen, has made some decent hardware. We had a pretty big piece at WM Experts about 3-4 months ago about some LG hardware that they were supposedly working on with, like, insane, you know, 1200 pixel screens and just these insane high definition resolutions. So we know they're working on stuff, and we had pretty good sources on that too, you know, people within LG. It's time we see them on Android. And this thing, the Ally, is supposedly coming to Verizon in the middle of May. So, and even the Incredible creeped up on us. We didn't know it was coming until we were basically told, hey, here's this phone, review it, right? So I wouldn't put it past Verizon to sneak something else out on us in about a month.
Mm. Well, let's see what happens here with that. I think there's going to be a few other, you know, good form factor devices like this that we see in the near future. You know, we keep pumping out all these devices, but I think most of them are in a relatively similar form factor that we gotta try some of these other ones here. And so, whether this AT&T one here is what we get, and you know, that could be great, but we'll see what happens in the future. I personally feel like we're going to see some more. And the Dell leaks, I think, confirmed some of that. And you know, that front facing portrait Android device was that was pretty nice. I think I like that one out of all of them there. So
I'm kind of excited about the Dell stuff. I really am.
Oh yeah,
I think
me
I
too.
Am.
Yeah,
I probably am. I don't know. I'll have to rethink that. Let's see. Let's fly through some more hardware stuff. Garmin Asus has the A10. They also have the Garmin phone on T-Mobile. Yay. I don't know. I played with that at Barcelona. It's like, all right, cool. But I've got Google Nav, so I don't really know why I need a dedicated, you know, GPS phone at this point.
Hmm. I don't think I do either. And in fact, we talked about it a lot on the Cell Phone Junkie, just that this was a great idea 2 years ago when it was, people were really excited about navigation, I think, and it seemed like a cool concept to have that highlighting a phone. But moving forward, it's what we have on devices now, especially with the Droid and the Nexus and the real time navigation. It's not needed. So let's just move forward.
Yeah. Speaking of phones, we don't care about the X10 Mini and X10 Mini Pro coming to Rogers.
Well, I care about them enough to, I think we should mention them. So there you go. X10 Mini and Mini Pro coming to Rogers May, June sometime.
Have you gotten to use one of those yet? They're crazy small.
No, but definitely. That's if you're looking for something small and, you know, you can get your hands on one of these, which is probably easier said than done here, especially in the States. It's definitely a nice one. I shouldn't say it's for everybody, but it's a good form factor for those that are looking for a compact Android device for sure.
If I could buy it, I'd pay like $50 just to have one, not even on contract. Be like, seriously, give it to me. It's tiny. Come on. they are nuts. They are so small. Vodafone Nexus One. And this is a little interesting. You can buy it in stores in the UK.
Yeah, that's wild. And it's free on plans of what, 25 or 35? 35 pounds or higher.
35 pounds a month. Yeah. Which is like $50 US, right? That's a lot of money. No, it's not a lot of money.
Not a lot
Actually,
of money.
It's not bad at all.
Although it doesn't give you a whole lot of stuff for that 50 pounds, but $50, I should say. But it's like 100 minutes.
You get free,
like,
Nexus One.
20 texts. Well, yeah, I get free. Yeah, but then you're tied in for 2 years, you know? So
true. I am never going to buy a subsidized phone ever again, I think. I bought my Touch Pro 2 subsidized, and so I'm stuck with that for 2 years. You know, I'll sell it. I'll probably get rid of it at some point. But, you know, I've just got it as a backup. It's like, man, really? I gave them 2 years of my life for this? Okay. Not doing it. Anyway, that's another story. Motorola Backflip on Telus. Yay.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Telus fans, what, $400 off contract, and you can get it for $250 on a three-year deal? That's no picnic right there.
And actually, yeah, I mean, even though it's the Backflip and it's not the world's best phone, $400 off contract for any phone is, you know, that's not bad at all.
Yeah, I suppose.
You don't think so? Too much?
For that, I think it's too much. It's too
well
much.
For that phone. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Here's where my comparison is right now is some of these newer Nokia devices that are coming out. They're coming in really, really cheap. I mean, we're talking under, you know, £200 for many of them. So, I mean, I think
unlocked.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Unlocked, unsubsidized. So, granted, we're talking about, you know, a totally different style and whatever, but it may be a little much. I don't think anyone should pay $400 for that device. But, you know, I also don't think $250 on a three-year deal is a good plan either.
I would buy a Nokia phone and just use it as a point-and-shoot camera.
Yeah, no kidding.
those things are getting incredible. Anyway, we digress. All right, let's move on to some software news. Andy Rubin talked to the New York Times and said, Flash support is coming in Froyo. And Froyo, again, for everybody's edification, we don't know if it's Android 2.2. We don't know if it's Android 2.5. You hear people say 2.2 is going to be Froyo. We don't know. Could be, might not be, don't know. We'll find out in a couple weeks at a Google I.O., most likely.
That's what
do
I
you
said.
Not need, mm. You still don't care about Flash, do you? I had people email me, say, you guys need to talk more about Flash. I'm like, what else do you want us to say? It's still not here. It's coming. They say it's coming. But it's not here yet. And when it's here, we'll test it and we'll try it. And I hope it works well. But as of right now, I don't have anything else for you other than Andy Rubin says support is coming. And whether that means when Froyo is released, whether it will have Flash baked into it, don't know that either.
Well, I mean, we can talk about it for a minute and just say, I mean, my theory on it is I think I would like it if it worked in a way that was unobtrusive to my browsing experience. And yeah, there are things like Hulu. There are things like, you know, other embedded audio and video content that would be nice to be able to use it. But there also is a lot that I don't like about it. I don't like how it's being used, you know, to develop sites for, you know, video and audio advertising, you know, where that gets embedded in there and then I have to deal with that. I also don't think that it's going to revolutionize the way that I would use a phone. I've been doing just fine here for however many years I've been using a phone without Flash on it. And if all it does is allow me to watch embedded videos, then I think I can get by without it, especially if there are some of the negatives that come along with it. But if it comes with some options and it comes with support that gives the user some control of it or with it, so it doesn't feel like, you know, a Windows 98 machine where it just gets super bogged down from me going to one website that's got a whole bunch of Flash video on the side. And I don't think that Adobe, I'm gonna leave my personal bias aside on Adobe, but I don't think that what they're doing is something that is timely. This is old news, I think, at this point here, and developers are starting to develop differently and make sites differently. So that's kind of where I'm at.
Well, and remember, we're not just talking browser; we're talking, you know, native apps as well, right? And I'll probably get somebody yelling at me saying, no, we're not talking native apps, whatever, you're talking apps. I mean, I've used Flash. I used it 2 months ago in Barcelona, and it was, you know, janky at best. I expect it to get better. You know, this is beta. I don't use a beta app and expect it to work well. But I just don't see it as the be-all, end-all still. But when you talk about browsing, yeah. And when you talk alternatives, and somebody hit the Segway bell, but Skyfire 2.0 beta was released today, and it is pretty darn good. Now, I do need to say I screwed up the video. I totally just missed that apparently it's not like it was back in the Windows Mobile days with Skyfire, and the entire thing was based on a proxy, whereas Skyfire would render all the pages and basically shoot them to your phone like it was a monitor almost, right? And kind of an interactive monitor. No, apparently it's WebKit-based now, and then the stuff that WebKit cannot render like Flash, then Skyfire does it and shoots it over to your phone. So I messed that up and I need to redo the video and just haven't done it yet. Have you gotten to play with this yet? It's pretty awesome.
Especially
for a beta.
Not yet, but yeah, it's definitely looking nice. I think it, you know, this could be a very powerful replacement for the built-in web browser. I mean, my thought on this is on a browser that's built in, it's usually good enough, and I don't like to futz around with a lot of third-party ones, but Skyfire's done a pretty good job here. So Yeah, if you can check it out and see what it is. It's pretty good. Full page rendering is nice.
Yeah, we'll have a link in the show notes if you haven't tried it yet. And here's what I think they're going to do is probably be in the same boat that Swipe is and start getting into some carrier deals. You could see, you know, T-Mobile or Verizon or AT&T or Sprint or whoever start putting Skyfire on by default, whereas Sense has its own WebKit-based browser and a flashlight. I think you could start seeing Skyfire built into devices, and that would be very cool. They're a cool company. We've, you know, followed them since their inception with Windows Mobile, and they later did a BlackBerry beta that I think has since gone by the wayside, and they're on Symbian. It is a very, very cool browser, and it's in the market now. You can just search for Skyfire, and you should find it, or go to skyfire.com, and you can download the APK from there and sideload it. Try it. Do it. I like it. I'm going to try making it my main browser for like a week and see how it goes.
Obviously, you put it on the Nexus because that's what you used in the video. Have you put it on a Droid yet to see how it performs on there?
I did, and I need to. I got the Droid sitting here, and I just haven't gotten a chance to yet.
Be interested to see what the speed difference is like. Obviously, the processor of the Nexus is certainly capable of supporting this, but you got, you know, a little bit slower one in the Droid, and I would love to know what that is like on it, because that's the one that, you know, the device that most people are going to end up putting it on is the Droid, so I'd love to know that.
I'm going to have to do a video now, aren't I?
Well, yeah. Load pages, see how quick they go, you know, side by side from...
I never did do a browser roundup with the Droid Incredible and the Droid and the Nexus One. I just never got to it, so sorry, everybody. I'm not big on browser battles because so much plays into that. You know, Wi-Fi and, you know, even Wi-Fi can vary and whatever. So what else? We got Skyfire. The Firefox browser was actually kind of released. It's still very pre-alpha and still isn't great. Not nearly as good as Skyfire is at this point. But I've been following Fennec, which is the code name that Mozilla gave it, since it started out with Windows Mobile, and it's been since been killed on Windows Mobile. But I'm very excited for this for one reason, and that's Mozilla Weave. That is a syncing solution that syncs your desktop browser with your mobile browser. It'll sync your passwords, it'll sync your bookmarks, it'll sync add-ons, you know, extensions. It'll sync tabs that are open on your computer. You get up, grab your phone, you know, hop in the car, and those tabs will open up on your phone, in theory. I haven't messed with it enough and gotten it to work yet. But this is very pre-alpha, and so there's a Google group for this, and I'm on the email list for that, and I just got deluged yesterday by all these emails. Oh, this doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and it kind of sucks. And actually, those weren't the majority of the emails. Most of the emails were like, hey, this is awesome at this point. You know, keep it up. Good job. But people need to realize that, you know, Mozilla works in the open. This is open source stuff, and they do it in the open. Anybody can follow along. So when they release this stuff, take it with a little bit of grain of salt. You know, you need to be forgiving. This is not meant to be your daily driver at this point.
It's new. Well, you said it's alpha, so there you go. The Weave solution is a nice one. You know, there are other alternatives out there that allow you to do synchronization of the, you know, that the similar type of content across actually multiple browsers, now that I think about it. But this sounds like a more real-time solution that would certainly be nice for... you know, most people have the same browser windows or tabs up all the time. So, depending on, you know, what they're doing here, I though look at different things in the browser on my computer than I do on my phone. So for example, Facebook, you know, I use Facebook in a browser, but I use it in an application on devices. So some of them may make more sense than others, but, certainly would be a nice thing to try out. Nice thing to have, at least, you know, another option. And, you know, Firefox is a very solid browser. It's, you know, what I use exclusively on any computing platform that I use on the desktop wise. So I don't see too many issues with it. Some people have problems with it, but it works great for me.
I like it too. So we got that, and I'm very excited about that. What else? We got the custom Android Central keyboard. How awesome was this, Jared? Excellent. Kick ass. The guys at Droid Life sent me an email earlier this week that you can make a custom HTC keyboard. This is the keyboard that's been ripped out of HTC devices. And you can customize it. You can make the buttons whatever color. You can make the characters on the buttons whatever color you want. And you can put little logos in it. So we have Jared rigged up an Android Central keyboard, and this is what I have on my phone now. I went running to my wife. I was like, take a look at this. So I've got the little Android Central robot head for my space bar.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And the colors are, this thing is awesome. It's so cute. Aw. There he is. Sorry. I like it. I'm excited. You're not using it, are you?
No, I am not.
Man.
I'll go get it, fine.
CyanogenRom 5.0.7 has brought Android 2.1 to the G1 and the MyTouch 3G. Very cool.
Very nice.
What else? Sirius XM is working on an Android app. Wasn't I just asking for this like a week or two ago?
Yeah, and it's nice to see that it's out there now. I was going to say, didn't we talk about this? No, that was the other show. Never mind. So I look at this as a great gateway for people who are wanting to, you know, do different, you know, listen to music on the device. Sorry, got distracted there in my thought process, because the idea of having Sirius on your phone is a nice one that you can, in the same type of deal where you can listen to whatever you're listening to in the car and then move to the device. The problem though is that it doesn't grab all of the stations. It's limited content at this point. So there's only 120 stations that you can listen to. I know Howard isn't on there. So Howard Stern fans, you're going to have to kind of take this with looking at what it is and what it offers for you. If you want to listen to music, and some of their content is on there. I know you'll be able to get, stations like CNN and stuff like that. But again, a lot of the ones that people are wanting to hear, you won't be able to do it. And I'm trying to figure out, it's a 7-day free trial, but what's going to be the cost of it after that? Has anyone figured that out yet? Because I haven't used this one.
I'm betting it'll be the same. There's like, it's like an extra $5 a month or something.
Is that what it is?
For the iPhone app. I believe it's been a while since I signed up for it. And it costs a tad extra now, I think, to listen to it just on your desktop too. So
yeah, it does $3.
Yeah, and the limitations you're talking about, the channel limitations, aren't a limitation of the app. It's a limitation of basically licensing. You know, Howard Stern didn't want to be able to be streamed on a desktop, or whether he wanted it or for whatever reason, you just can't do it. It's not that the app can't do it, it's that Sirius doesn't make it available.
Well, you can, I think,
and yeah, that kind of sucks.
You can stream Howard now on the desktop.
Can you? Okay,
yeah, that's available, but it's not.
I tell you why you can't on a phone is because Sirius has the Stiletto that they sell, which is it's like an MP3 player / satellite radio handheld mobile thing, right? So that's probably why they're.
Well, the whole thing behind, behind Sirius and XM and what they do, they're trying to do everything that they can to keep adding subscriptions. So they're throwing out different things like online streaming and applications on your phones and stuff like that. And I have it in my car, and I know a lot of people do. A lot of people buy the lifetime subscriptions, and that's a great thing too. It only works, you can only transfer it a certain number of times between vehicles. I don't know what that number is, but you can, they start having you add on all these other things, and your, once cheap satellite radio bill is now $20+ a month. And, it turns into one of those other subscriptions that you have. I mean, we're just piling up the number of subscriptions that we have to these different places. But nonetheless, if you really want to find yourself to have your Sirius subscription anywhere you go, it's great that it's an option now on Android. So I was excited to see that one come.
And speaking of music, the Sony Ericsson Xperia X10 is getting Spotify built into MediaScape and Timescape. That's very cool, except for A, you can't get Spotify in the US, and B, you can't get the X10 in the US. So, sucks for us.
Yep.
That's all I have to say about that. Facebook app was updated to 1.2. You get inbox support. You get a whole number of other updates that were in the bunch of. Everybody did a great job in the comments, kind of parsing that out. I don't know. I'm still not big on Android's Facebook app. It's just nowhere good as the iPhone's, which has gone downhill, admittedly. But I'm still not crazy about it.
Yeah, I'm a fan of Facebook. Oh, that's a really bad, no pun intended there.
Do you like Facebook?
I enjoy using Facebook for certain things, but I'm not tied to it. you know, to like a lot of people are. But yeah, the Android app is just, I think it's pretty actually subpar. I wouldn't even say it's decent. So
yeah. HTC Desire has been rooted by Paul at Motico. Paul O'Brien, excellent job, man. The Legend is not far behind. If he hasn't wrapped it up by now, I've been out of the office for a little while. It'll be wrapped up in the next day, most likely. Hopefully we'll see Root for the Incredible at some point. These all are very closely related, so we'll see. I'm betting we see Root for the Incredible easily within a couple of weeks, probably.
Yeah, well,
that's my bet.
Yeah, it's coming. That's for sure. It's coming.
Yeah. You still haven't rooted Nexus 1, have you? I'm going to ask you every week.
No. No.
Mickey?
No.
Are you there?
No.
Did you drop off Skype?
No, I said no very quietly. No, no, no.
Let's see. Motorola Europe says Android 2.1 for the milestone was delayed. That sucks.
Mm.
Sorry, guys.
Bummer.
But what are you going to do? Root the thing. Put 2.1 on it. Quit waiting for carriers. I'm totally on board rooting and ROMing. I've given up. I'm back to my Windows Mobile roots, so to speak, and just do it.
Your rooting roots.
Instead of my stop it line that Renee Ritchie loves to use, it's just, now it's just do it. Nike's going to sue me. let's see. Motorola Click getting a maintenance update. Good for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's being pushed out to 1,000 people first, so if you don't have it yet, don't freak out. It's coming at some point. A little bit of Google news. AdMob numbers show that Android overtook the iPhone in U.S. requests of AdMob advertising within apps, blah, blah, blah. So, I mean, it's not necessarily gospel smartphone numbers, right? AdMob serves up mobile ads within apps that you usually see them, like, in the bottom, you know, 50 pixels or whatever of the app you're in. So it's interesting to see. I think it's a pretty good ballpark of what's going on, and in a nice way to see just what direction we're moving, and that continues to be up.
It is. It's going quickly. I think when I look now, as I'm, you know, checking out devices that I see in the wild here, I find more and more that the number of smartphones is going up exponentially. People are not buying feature phones like they were. Everyone that, you know, comes to me and asks me phone questions now are now asking, you know, should I go, you know, Android, BlackBerry, iPhone? Actually, the big one that I get all the time now, should I wait for the iPhone on Verizon? And I'm, you know, I don't know what to say other than you can wait for it, but I don't think it's going to be until the fourth quarter. So, you know, hold your breath, or, you know,
at the earliest.
Yeah. Man. Well, I think we're going to see it this year anyway. So, the Droid really, I think, did for Android what needed to get it kickstarted. I mean, yeah, the G1 was fine. Yeah. The MyTouch is fine. But I mean, that was the device that really got people's interest. And I hope that can continue with the Incredible specifically. I think that one is going to, you know, be a real good one on the Verizon side. The Nexus is, you know, it's okay as far as, well, it's a great phone. I don't want to say that, but it's okay as far as recognition. I mean, it's, you know, on the, you know, the real hardcore Android person, they're going to know about it, and they're going to, you know, maybe want to get it and be really excited about it. But the real thing that's going to make Android continue to have those numbers go up and have the number of requests specifically continue to rise is to have the marketing behind it. And there's nothing better than, you know, marketing from a carrier, because it gets the person interested in that particular phone. And so in order to then go get it, they have to go to the carrier to get it. And hence, you know, that's the whole Nexus, no pun intended, behind the American cellular system and why we buy what we buy. It's because of advertising, really. So yeah, back to what you started with. Yeah, numbers are going up for Android. It's great.
Was it this report or was it something else this week that showed how just bad, and I hate to say bad, but just how few Nexus ones are probably out there? Was it this one or was it something else?
Yeah, I read something about that too. It's not real high.
Yeah, so that was interesting to see, speaking of the Nexus One.
I would like to interject something here.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's time for a giveaway.
All right, are we going to do it now?
I think we need to do a giveaway.
And through the magic of podcast editing, this is where I tell you, if you actually want to win something, you have to come listen to the podcast live on Thursday nights. So there you go. If you're listening to this after it's recorded, too bad. Sorry. Come find us live. All right, back to the show. What else? Oh, so you remember how I keep waking up to breaking news this week? I wake up the other day, I'd actually gone to bed before midnight, so I missed the press release, and I wake up to find out that HTC and Microsoft had entered into an agreement over Android and patents. And apparently, Ina Fried from CNET put up a post saying, and it was kind of an extension on this press release, that in fact, Microsoft had been a little pissed off about some of the patents that apparently Android had infringed upon. And so it sounds like they came to a deal in the middle of the night where HTC is going to pay royalties, right? That's kind of a big deal. What we don't know is, and this is where it really differs from the Apple thing, is we don't know what patents we're talking about, exactly what they entail, what parts of Android, and I kept pestering Microsoft PR. I'm like, seriously, just what is it? Tell me. You can tell me. It's okay. But they won't say it. They're just saying it's kind of an overarching Android thing. And that's where it starts to get a little scary. If we were talking sense, if we were talking the way that HTC has implemented Exchange into Sense, I wouldn't worry quite as much, because then it's on HTC to make it right. And look, and they're doing this right. I mean, this is how it's supposed to work. Microsoft says, hey, whoa, hang on a second. I got a problem with this, and you're going to have to give me some money if you want to keep doing it that way. And HTC says, okay. Now, there have been a few posts out there saying, well, here's how much it's going to cost, and Android is no longer free, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know that yet. That might well be the case, but we still don't know, you know, exactly what patents we're talking about and how we're talking about it. So I have some pretty big questions there. I don't know if they're ever going to get answered, and at this point, they've got a licensing agreement, so to me, it doesn't really matter. I don't particularly care if HTC has to pay licensing to use Android. If it's something that Android ends up changing in future versions, then so be it. I would be a lot more comfortable if I knew what the patents were, though.
Hmm. Well, and it's HTC is kind of the scapegoat here, right? I mean, they're the ones that are seeing these, have paid the royalties to Microsoft. And you know the other manufacturers have done things that they've done. And so they're probably internally trying to figure out what they were, or they already know. And Microsoft is working with each of them too. But can it get all the way back to Google? Is Google going to be, you know, is it an OS thing? And that's what, what's ultimately going to happen? Or is it on the hardware side?
And I don't know.
It's a rhetorical question, but you know, we'll see what happens. I would hope that Apple and HTC could come to some sort of agreement too, but I don't know if that's going to happen.
I'm not sure anybody wants to on that end.
No, maybe not.
Yeah, it was a very odd thing, and there was a lot of lovey-dovey quotes and talk in the press release. Like, we, you know, applaud HTC, and we continue to be good friends, and we're going to go hold hands later and make out and stuff. So, we'll see. It was interesting. That was pretty big news that kind of slipped. You know, it was weird. They put it out at, like, 1 in the morning, my time. Hmm. They put it out at, like, 11:30 Pacific time. It was odd. So we got that. Google changed up its mobile image search. If you go to google.com on your phone and search for something and then hit the little image tab, it almost turns it into a native gallery now. It is very, very cool if you do mobile image searches.
Hmm. Nice. I don't, but...
You haven't tried that yet either, have you?
No.
Actually, I don't ever either, but just like in principle, it's very cool, and it's cool to see them do stuff like that.
Hmm. What am I even doing here? I we need to read your phone.
I don't know.
No, you need to try browsers. No. How about you just go to Google? No, I'm not going to do that either.
Hey, everybody in the chat, tell Mickey to root his phone right now. I just want to see a giant waterfall, big old stream. Mickey, root your phone. Mickey, root your phone. Mickey, root your phone. Do it. Here it comes. It's coming. Yeah, there it is. There's a first one. .kev. Good job. I love this peer pressure. What else? Google Places for mobile. Cool. Whatever. You know what I did do over the weekend? I watched Reservoir Dogs on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The entire movie for $3.
Wow.
And that is cool. That is cool because it's only a matter of time before we get YouTube rentals on our phones, I think. I hope.
Do you see what you've done here in the chat room?
Yeah, I pretty much rendered it useless, didn't
I? Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
All right, let's see if I can stop it as quickly as I started. And stop. Let's see. I'm like that Pied Piper of the chat room.
Anyway, cool. Anyway. Reservoir Dogs. Very nice.
No, I think it's a step in the right direction. We're seeing Netflix, we're seeing Hulu start to get deals on mobile phones. So to see YouTube get into the deal with video rentals, I think it's just the beginning of Google taking over the world. I hope.
You hope? Well, I don't think there's...
I, for one, welcome our benevolent overlords.
I see.
All hail Google.
The Goog.
The Goog.
Yeah.
All right. So we just did one quick little contest. And again, for you guys listening at home and not to the live broadcast, you missed out. Come back next week. We'll give something else away. What? I don't know. I'll find something else in my closet, maybe. But we still have a couple more contests going on. Actually, probably by the time you hear this, it will be the final day of the contest to win my Nexus One. And in fact, Dieter is throwing in as well. He decided to give away his Nexus One as well. So here's how it's going to work. Sometime next week, and I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to build it, but we'll have a page with all of the videos on them, and you can watch them, and we'll have a pretty basic poll, and everybody's going to vote on the videos they like. I have a feeling somebody will stack the box, so we'll figure that out. But everybody out there is going to be able to vote probably for at least a few days, and then the top two vote-getters will get Nexus Ones. They're used Nexus Ones. They're not brand new, but they've been loved, and they are both in good shape, so that's cool. And these videos, I've got a couple more I need to put up, but these videos have just gotten better and better. Did you see the guy who was threatening to electrocute his finger?
Yeah, no, I didn't see that one. I only watched a few of them, but yeah, round five looked pretty good.
Round five was good. Four was pretty good. I think four was the one with the robot computer-generated video thing, and he's like, why should I get it? Multitasking, and he patted his stomach and rubbed his head at the same time. It was just hilarious. You guys have done a really good job, so if you haven't entered yet, and you know, you're hearing this on Friday, you can still enter on Friday. Let's see, we gave away two Droid Incredibles this week. That was quite cool, and to David and Brett, congratulations. Hope you got them today. Hope you're enjoying them by now.
Very nice.
What else? I feel like we've just given away... Oh, we gave away 30 copies of Wave Secure, which is a cool security program. That took up like all my morning the other day to send those codes out. And we will have more giveaways. I like giving stuff away. It makes me feel warm and fuzzy.
Well, we like that you give stuff away. You see, you like how I assimilate myself with the audience right here? Everyone that's listening? We?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, there you go.
We. So that's it for the contest, I think.
Let's talk about some
emails,
some community stuff here, some questions and comments.
We got a whole bunch of emails, so we'll try to blaze through them. We got a couple old voicemails I dug up. I'm declaring voicemail amnesty, so mainly because they were asking questions about the Nexus One on Verizon. So if I didn't read your, if we didn't do your voicemails, sorry guys. So amnesty, there we go. So Brad from Dearborn, Michigan writes, I'm a Nokia nut who is 99.999% sure I'll be switching to Android very shortly. It's a coup for Google if it happens, believe me, but I do have a few hangups and I was curious to see if you could address them. Number one, very limited Bluetooth support for Bluetooth keyboards. I don't know. I haven't used a Bluetooth keyboard ever, have you?
Not on a device, no. I mean, I've never felt a need to, so I can't say that I have. I don't even know if I can pair my Apple keyboards with one. Maybe. I may have to try that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, best thing I can tell you is try it. Yeah. I'm currently stuck on AT&T. This means the backflip, which isn't going to happen, or the Nexus One. What frustrates me is that by choosing to sell the phone directly, going so far as to deny Amazon.com and other sellers, Google is in kind of a bind as far as pricing goes. The second Nokia or Google start discounting their phones sold directly to consumer, it labels that product as, quote, old. Google should allow third-party sellers and maybe toss a free dock to anyone who chooses to purchase directly from Google for MSRP. I mean, yes and no. You can always go buy eBay if you want. I'm not sure if they're any cheaper on eBay.
They're not,
yet.
Not much.
Yeah. I still don't have a problem with buying directly from Google, and I don't think the Nexus One is old yet. It's 3 months old at this point, but it's still for all intents and purposes, current hardware, except for maybe the camera.
Oh, come on. 5 megapixels, look, 2010. Anything higher than that is, like, just showing off.
Exactly. You know, look, the screen, yeah, there were issues, and that's something to consider, but for me, it hasn't been a deal breaker. For you, it might be. I don't know. But I do not consider the Nexus One old tech at this point, and I don't think anybody is either. I think it's going to kind of be the benchmark for a lot of developers for a long time now.
I think, you know, his concern, you know, and kind of thoughts on this one are pretty valid, because currently stuck on AT&T is where a lot of people are. And obviously, you know, as a Nokia nut, you wanted to have the latest and greatest Nokia devices, the North American models that you could get 3G on, right? I mean, that's the whole point. You couldn't get 3G on T-Mobile until the N900 recently. And so to take a look at what's available out there right now, you're in a very similar position as to me. And I would say definitely take a look at the Nexus. And yeah, it's expensive, but when you take a look at everything that it does, I think it's worth the money, and I think you'll be happy with it. And here's the deal. You're not tying yourself into a new contract. Even better, once you get out of that contract, if you want to try another AT&T phone, you have your Nexus. You can do whatever you want with that. Keep it, sell it, use it. And at the point where your contract is up, there's probably going to be new Android phones on AT&T at that point, and pick up another one. Then you'll have a couple of phones you can play around with and do what you need to, and tie yourself in for another 2-year contract. But that's the one thing I do like about the contracts, is that you do get the subsidy on the devices, and so you can, you know, buy them for relatively cheap, and you're going to have the service anyway. You may as well get a phone that's got a little bit of money off of it. So I know a lot of people don't like contracts. I like being in a contract. I'm just saying I like getting cheap phones. So I'll sign up for 2 years if it means I can get a phone for cheaper, because I know I'm going to be with the service. So, but bottom line, I would say go ahead, check out the Nexus One. I think you'd be happy with it.
I think you can probably still get a good $200 for it, even like by the end of the year.
Oh, absolutely. You at can least. Get 500 for it right now on eBay.
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't worry about it. You want to take the next email?
Dennis in St. Louis says, I'm a diehard BlackBerry user, and I'm jumping ship from a storm to an incredible. Any idea how soon we will see the following accessories available in the Android Central store? Extended battery and cover, car mount and video out cable. I'm going on vacation at the end of next month, and I would love to get some of these before the trip. Dennis. Well, I don't know. I have no idea what's in the store.
I don't know either. We actually have cases and everything. We have the Incredible listed in our phone chooser, so you can choose that and then see what all we do have available, like cases and stuff that will fit the Incredible. As far as extended batteries, don't know. You'll just really have to check back. But here's a cool thing we found out. Sadio makes a 1750 milliamp extended battery that I believe is still the stock size for the Droid Aris that also fits the Incredible. And I found that my Touch Pro 2 battery fits the Incredible as well.
No kidding.
So keep those in mind. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Fit right in there, booted right up, not a problem. No, I don't know when we're getting them. Just keep an eye on on the store. This phone has been out for, 12 hours now, so patience. I'm sure they're coming, so as soon as they're in the store, we'll let you know.
Yeah.
Let's see. Jonathan writes, I wanted to get your opinion on the Evo 4G and Sprint. I currently have the LG Dare from Verizon, and I've been with Verizon for several years. My phone is clearly outdated. My contract is up, but I've been waiting for the right phone to upgrade. I thought for a while the Nexus One was my phone when I heard the specs, and I'm still excited, but I had some doubts. Is there anything I'm missing out if I go with the Evo 4G over the Nexus One, or now even the Incredible? No, I don't think so. I think the Evo 4G is going to be a very, very good choice, so long as the WiMAX radio just doesn't raise holy hell with everything else. And I only say that because it's untested and we just don't know. I don't think HTC or Sprint would, you know, purposefully screw something up, but we just don't know yet.
Well,
let's see, John.
I was just going to say, I think, too, even the bigger issue with this one is that he's currently on Verizon. You're talking about flipping over to Sprint. You got to make sure that Sprint works for you. Test it out at your home, at your work, where you travel a lot, and make sure that it's good, because you're gonna hate the device if you're, you know, relegated to not only 4G speeds, but even if you have poor 3G coverage, you're not gonna be happy with it. So just keep that in mind as you're thinking about getting this, that it is Sprint, and I'm not saying it's not gonna work for you, but you could have issues.
Let's see. Jonathan wants TV, like when he sits in airports and offices. I don't think you're going to get, you're not going to get like Flow TV, the Qualcomm thing that you get with some other Verizon devices. But I think movies are definitely going to be a big thing. I think we're going to find out a lot more at this event in a couple weeks in New York City, so we'll let you know. Look at it like this. The HD2 on T-Mobile, Blockbuster has a deal with that. So I think they will be some sort of streaming content. The question is what? And my last question, with Adobe Flash now on Android 2.1, sort of, can you actually stream a live broadcast over your phone's internet? For instance, Ustream, or I go to b2tv.com to watch hockey games. Look, Ustream actually has a very cool Android app, and if you guys aren't using it to listen to this podcast live right now, you absolutely can. I've tried it. I've got it on my phone, and it works great. So give that a shot. And actually, there's a Ustream broadcaster for that as well, so you can shoot video. And I haven't tried yet. I need to try that. You can absolutely do it.
All right. Next.
All right.
Corey.
Corey writes, Corey. You do, Corey. All right.
Do you think the Nexus One was canned because of potentially faulty, easily broken hardware? Or is it more likely that the all-powerful Big Red didn't want to relinquish its complete control vice grip on updates/phone capabilities? I don't even want the Nexus One hardware. I was just desiring a Google updated phone. So now that the Nexus One has been canned, do you think there is a Google sold phone that in the works for Verizon? Of course, Google wants a device on Verizon. All U.S. manufacturers should. Or is it more likely that Google will just try again when they develop the Nexus 2? Well, I think that Verizon probably had a big part in that and said, look, we're putting together a partnership here with HTC and are making our own device that we're going to have as an exclusive. Look what's going on with the BlackBerry world and what's happened for Verizon. Storm exclusive. For a while, they had that flip phone exclusive. We're talking about this new flip that they're doing now, an exclusive on that. And, they had a tour exclusive for a while. They like the exclusive. And, for them to come out and announce that they were going to have the Nexus One on their network made a lot of sense initially. And then now we've got all these other carriers, AT&T's got one, Sprint's got one. And I'm sure once Google said that they were going to do that, Verizon said, we're going to go a different direction. And so I don't know if anything will come to sold directly from Google on the Verizon network, because Verizon won't certify it to work on their network unless they can get something that's unique. And so is it a Nexus 2? Maybe, or it could be something totally different. That's my take on it.
I'm starting to think maybe we'll see a Nexus 2 at Google I.O.
Okay.
That would be cool. Yeah. Mark writes, so I'm looking at getting an Evo 4G on Sprint, my current provider, when it lands, and I figure the Incredible is a good preview of Sense on 2.1, which is what the Evo is rumored to have. It's not rumored, it's there, I've used it. I'm hoping that HTC has done some work on the exchange support, since the exchange support on various devices has been less than ideal. Specifically, I'm looking for the ability to use a pin lock screen instead of the pattern and support remote wipe. So I guess my question is, how does the Incredible handle this? I'm hoping that Sense on Android 2.1 will address these issues and I can get an Evo. Again, it should have the same Sense 2.2 or Android 2.1 with Sense on it when it comes out, and still be able to use my work email. I don't know. I'm not on Exchange anymore, and I actually kind of miss it back in the old Windows Mobile days because it was awesome there, but I'm all in on Gmail now. Best suggestion is run into the forums and ask somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Seth, after reading Motorola's announcement that it would be using Skyhook for its location-based services, I got to thinking, Google probably shouldn't care very much about this. First, Google Maps will remain available in the marketplace. Second, it sounds like it could be a little bit like Microsoft giving Windows users in Europe a choice of a browser. If Google Maps isn't the browser location service, there is proof that Google doesn't control this particular area of the market. Now, I know that there haven't really been allegations of antitrust with respect to Google Maps, but Google does face constant antitrust issues, and by standing by while other services are available on their phones, it proves that there is real competition. Good point, Seth. I kind of agree with you on that one.
I do too. I'm not worried about the Skyhook thing at all.
No.
It's behind the scenes stuff. Christopher writes, I love my Samsung moment. Sadly, I will be departing from it soon as the Evo becomes available. I'm sure this can pertain to the Evo as well. I get a weak signal at home and no signal at work, the two places I am most of my life. And how do I boost my signal? I'm a security guard and I need my phone bad. Is there an app for that? No pun intended. And when will Android 2.1 be available for over the air for the moment? I know I can do it myself now. There's a leaked version out there. But I'm prone to dropping my phone and need my insurance, so he doesn't want to void the warranty. Any new rumors about the Evo, and how do I get to the party in New York? Thank you. This is now my number one podcast out of 62. Yes, 62. I'm a security guard, LOL. Well, I will totally steal from Mickey here in your whole 90% thing. You need to be able to use your phone 90% of the time, you know, well, like 90% of the time, whether you're at work or at home. So if you're on Sprint, go get a Sprint Air Rave. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No,
that mean... will boost your signal. Gives you a little cell signal at home. Perfect. Period. There you go.
Yeah. That's absolutely right. I mean, you're not going to enjoy your phone unless it works, you know, in the places that you spend the majority of your time. My 90% rule. The AirRave is probably the best way to go. It's, you know, it's going to make it real easy to do. I would say check out some of the other bidirectional amplification type systems that are out there. Wilson has got some great ones. I've been very pleased with those. Offhand, I can't think of too many, but I've done reviews on a number of them, and most of them work as advertised. They're just not very, I'll just say, user-friendly to set up. You have to put an antenna either in your attic or outside, run a line into your house, and then put a base station essentially inside your house. They're not that big. I have one at my office because I've got terrible service in my office, and it works really well. The only thing I found is that it doesn't enhance my service for 1700 megahertz, which is very, very strange. So it doesn't work on T-Mobile, but it works just fine to enhance 3G on both the 1900 and 850 bands, and I actually can talk on all of my phones because of it. So that makes me happy. So I would say, you know, probably do that. And that's awesome that he loves the show so much. Hopefully, Christopher, you've got the Cell Phone Junkie in there and all the other Smartphone Experts podcasts as well, because there's a lot of good ones out there.
Amen. 2.1 for the moment. Don't know. We're waiting. Could be any time now. The Evo party in New York. Sorry, had to get an invite from Sprint. So, well, I'll be doing something live for that. Probably just Twitter, but we'll get something rigged up. So
I'm assuming you're going.
Yes, I am going.
Well, good for you.
I will be there for about 20 hours.
You know, the funny thing is, I mean, that's a ridiculous flight for me. And I actually totally considered going because I really want to check this thing out. And so I'm sitting there looking at the times and I'm like, oh, I'd have to leave like really early in the morning because of the 3-hour time difference and yada, yada. So I'm sitting there trying to figure this out. And I'm like, you know what? This is so ridiculous. I'm like, the only way I would do this is if I could get a ticket for like $300. And so I hopped on Kayak. Those that have never used Kayak, it's amazing for finding tickets. Hopped on Kayak. It was like 3:30. So I'm like, oh, I totally should do it. And then I looked at my schedule and it's not going to work because I got to be somewhere early the next day and I can't do it. But I'm thinking about this and I'm going, man, this would be one of the ones, you know, one of the things that I think would be really fun to go to. So have fun.
It's going to be rough. I'm going to be gone for about 26 hours from Florida to New York and back. But yeah, it'll be fun. Let's see. Your turn.
I can read this one. Doug writes, I'm a Google person, Gmail, calendar, reader, and voice, and I was wondering about the Google integration, i.e. the ability to use the Google services on the Nexus One compared with the Incredible. Is there a big difference in using the stock Google phone, or is the Incredible's integration with these services just as good? Would this be a reason to go with the Nexus One? I'm really leaning towards the Incredible at this point. Well, I have not used an Incredible, so I'm going to have to throw that one back to you, Phil, although I will say the integration for, of course, Google, Gmail, Contacts, Calendar, and, of course, Voice is it can't be beat on the Google experience. I can't believe it would be any different on the Incredible.
It's not. The only difference you have is in the Calendar app because it's a custom HTC Calendar app, so it looks a little different, but it works just fine. And I've said this on a couple of videos. The mail widget that you see and the mail icon that you first see on the home screen is for the HTC email app, and it does not do Gmail. It does not do native Gmail. You can set it up to do IMAP Gmail, but that kind of defeats the purpose. You know, you're on an Android phone, you should have native Gmail, right? That's really my only complaint about it. But no, I mean, Gmail, calendar, reader, voice, all works just fine. Actually, for Google Reader, I just use, and Dieter turned me on to this, I just use the web app. You know, I go to Google Reader, you know, in the browser and use that. It's not perfect, but it's about the best that I found, especially to keep everything synced up.
Properly. As opposed to what?
To an app.
To which one?
Pick one.
Mm. Yeah. No, don't. And just go to the browser, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. That's what I use.
It formats it so well. I mean, obviously, you know, Google thought about it quite a bit when they were doing it, and it's, I mean, you know, for heavy RSS readers, it's great because there's, you know, I can go faster on my phone than I can on the computer. I may miss a little bit more because I'm, you know, screaming through them, but I can see what I want to see and, you know, mark ones that I want to go back to and stuff like that. So, yeah, definitely the way to go.
Yep. That's it.
That's
all the. How many? That was like 300 emails.
It was like six. That's okay. Seven. It was eight.
It was like 300 stories.
Yeah, hour and 20 minutes. This is like double the length of most of the podcasts we've
done. It's like a real podcast.
I don't know that I would say that length means real. It could also mean rambling, but I don't think we had much of that today, so that's all right.
Good. Again, everybody. We had a couple emails. I had our voicemails laying around, and we haven't gotten to them, and we're not going to get to them. So I'm declaring voicemail amnesty. Send us some more. Send us some more intros. I just got a new one today, so sweet. And as always, you can get us at podcast@androidcentral.com to ask your questions. And you can get us all on Twitter at Android Central is the main site. I am at Phil Nickinson. Mickey is at TCPJ_Mickey, and if you go to twitter.com/AndroidCentral, you can get our Twitter list of all the other writers, Jerry and Jared and Casey, and who did I just forget? I just forgot somebody. Ollie. And you can get, I think I got Jeremy and Corey and Roy from the forum mods in there. If not, I'll have to add them. And as always, we are brought to you by the Android Central store. You can get them at store.androidcentral.com, or you can get them at 888-468-6158. And yes, we will have more incredible stuff rolling in, and I mean Droid Incredible. It's all incredible. Everything in the store is incredible. But we will have more accessories specifically for the Droid Incredible coming in just anytime now, so just keep an eye out for that. And you can leave us a voicemail at that same number, 888-468-6158, extension 222.
I think we missed that number. 888-468-6158, extension 222.
You still there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you miss the number? Let me repeat it. 888-468-6158, extension 222.
Here it is for the chat room so you guys can...
Oh, apparently they missed it. Let me say it one more time. 888-468-6158, extension 222.
There you go. All right, everybody. That's going to do it. Thank you. Thank everybody in the chat room. Very cool.
Very good. Thanks, everybody. Bye.
All right. See ya.
It's like Podcast 101, man.
It really is. It's like I've never done one of these before. Oh, man. I'm wearing pants, though, so...
Oh, well, I'm not, good. So remind me not to stand up.
If I knew it was going to be that kind of party. All right. All right, yes, we're going to start the podcast now. Sorry. All right. Give me 1 minute to compose myself.